Shannon, back in November, you might recall we heard about the writing competition run by the charity Quorum Voice for young people in or leaving care. Voices is their opportunity to express what they've experienced or are experiencing through poetry, stories, or even rap. It's been running for 8 years, and this year's theme was What Makes Me Different. Well, the winners have been announced. Evan Amory is 17 and won the upper secondary category, and he joins us now. Evan, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Very well indeed. So how was the big night? I gather the former Doctor Who actor Peter Capaldi did the honours, didn't he?
Yes, it was an amazing experience. We went down to the Quorum Voice Centre at London. And Peter Capaldi was hosting. I got to speak to him. I spoke to him about my entry and also just about my life as an individual. And it was pretty surreal for me because I wanted to go into the industry as an actor or director. So seeing someone who's already very successful was an amazing experience.
Evan, I'm going to have to stop you for a second. Because are you on speakerphone by any chance?
I'm not. I'm in my AirPods.
Oh, you're wearing what, sorry? Your AirPods?
Yes.
Is it possible you could speak into the handset? Because we're getting a lot of echo, and I think it would be better if you spoke into the handset.
Yes. Give me one moment. Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's just we're finding it difficult to understand what you're saying. I want to make sure that we can hear you.
Great. Is that any better?
Oh, it's a lot better. It's a lot better. Okay. Thank you very much. That's all right. So thank you for that. So tell us about your winning entry then.
So I wrote a poem about my experiences as a transgender and bisexual person coming into care, kind of the experiences that led me in and how I feel now that I'm there, and kind of the way that my identity has been, how I've made me feel comfortable with my identity through finding a stable home due to being in care.
Right. Okay. So this is, I mean, how difficult was it to write something about that? Because that's not an easy subject, is it?
It was definitely difficult. I became aware of the competition through my carer, actually. She sent it to me and told me it'd be right up my street. And I took about 10 minutes to kind of think of it. I wasn't really considering doing it, but I thought, you know what, I'll just give it a go. And it kind of just came immediately, kind of thinking about my experiences. So it wasn't particularly hard because it was something that I've been thinking of for a long time. But it was definitely, it made me think a lot. And I think in a way it helped me address some of it and kind of come to terms with how far I've actually come as a person.
Of course. So how emotional was that for you?
It was definitely rough, but I have people around me who were very supportive. And I mean, the main part of it was towards my foster carer, who helped me so much when I came to care, because I came straight from a psychiatric unit. So I was in a really rough state. And she was just very welcoming. And after I wrote the poem, I went straight down to her and showed it to her.
Yeah.
And I think having that support around me definitely helped me deal with the emotions. I wouldn't say they weren't there, but I think once you've got a support network, they're easier to work through.
And is it also, do you think, useful for care providers to hear directly from children and young adults like yourself that they look after?
Absolutely. I mean, every single child in care has such different experiences. And I think the statistics will show one thing, but there's nothing better than understanding the experience directly from someone. And I think the Voices competition does such great work for that, because you've got the children and young people who are in care or who have left care being able to speak about their experiences in the way that they express themselves best.
Right. Okay. Now, I understand that you're rehearsing straight after this chat. What are you up to, Evan?
I am rehearsing for a play that I am going to be in for the National Theatre Connections Festival.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's exciting then.
Yes, definitely. It's a lot of hard work and we've got limited time left, but I feel very lucky to be doing it.
fantastic. Well, Evan, listen, congratulations on the win in the Voices competition, and good luck with the rehearsals. I hope that goes well as well. But, you know, it's very brave what you've done, and I'm so glad that you won as well. It's a strong message that you're putting out there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.